officially to order at 5:33 p.m. We'll start with the Pledge Allegiance.
Pledge Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
No one to lead us in prayer, just a moment. Substitute filling in from Hope Church?
Yes, sir.
No way, Maggie.
I don't know what you're saying.
Sorry,
I just couldn't understand you from over here. I'll go back to over there. Sorry, everybody. Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing us to assemble here. Guide us during this meeting that we may make wise decisions for the village. I ask all this in your Son Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Can we get attendance and roll call, please?
Todd?
Here.
Demeline?
Here.
Shire?
Here.
Dawson?
Here.
Johnson?
Here.
Frank?
Here.
Okay, can we have the approval of the agenda?
I would like to ask for an amendment of the agenda to include an executive session on ORC 121.22 to consider the appointment, employment, or dismissal of a public employee or official. I think we could get that after the proclamation.
Approval of the agenda with the amendment by Mr. Shire.
Does that need to be seconded?
I'm sorry?
He's a motion to approve, so I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Demeline?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
Okay. Now a proclamation. Never done this before. Do I have the family of Mr. Downing here? Good. Proclamation. What? Can you guys come up here, please?
You can.
Right there. Can I do it over here by the?
Yeah. I'll do it over here.
Proclamation states, whereas the collective community of the Village of Delta is saddened to learn Donald Downey, born November 8th, 1942, transitioned to eternal life on April 23rd, 2024, at the age of 81. And whereas Donald Downey was born and raised in Lyons, Ohio. And whereas Donald Downey was a loving husband, father, grandfather, and great-grandfather. And whereas Donald Downey became an employee of the Village of Delta on September 24th, 2007. And whereas Donald Downing served the residents of the Village of Delta with honor and passion in maintaining Greenlawn Cemetery. And whereas Donald Downing worked countless hours at Greenlawn Cemetery beyond those for which he was compensated. And whereas Donald Downing loved giving back to his community in any way he could, therefore be it proclaimed that the collective community of the Village of Delta petitions Almighty God to give family and friends comfort and peace during this difficult time, and be it further proclaimed that the residents of the Village of Delta, the staff, and the members of the administration embrace the Downing family in a common bond in remembrance of this 20th day of May, 2024. So as Mr. Shire,
I'll make a motion to enter executive session at 5:37 p.m. under ORC 121.22 to consider the appointment, employment, or dismissal of a public employee or official in body of the mayor, legal counsel, and council.
Okay.
We need a second.
Second.
Sure.
All right, roll call, please.
Shire?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
executive session at 6:35 p.m.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Todd?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes. I would like to make a motion to terminate the contract of the administrator.
I second it.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Todd?
Abstain.
Demeline?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
So it's my understanding under the charter that the mayor has to make a recommendation, right?
That's what he's, I think that's, yes, you are correct.
With the recommendation of council, we're going to have to terminate the contract of the administrator.
Is this for cause?
It will be at will.
So I still get paid out 90 days?
Correct, sir.
So there needs to be a vote on that motion with the mayor voting.
Does a motion need to be made for that vote, or?
Yes, I'm sorry, yes.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Frank?
Yes.
Todd?
Abstain.
Demeline?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Mayor?
Oh, yes.
Well, this village deserves bright peoples, that's for sure.
He already knows. He knows. I talked to him before.
Does he need to be asked for it?
He just went.
That seems appropriate.
Is that his office upstairs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Probably removing stuff.
Should I pause that?
Is that appropriate to take a 5-minute recess, council?
I think that would be a good idea.
Make a motion, take a 5-minute recess.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Todd?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay. Demeline?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Lamar, sorry for the extended recess. At 6:52 p.m.
I'll make a motion to return from recess at 6:52 p.m.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Demeline?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Mayor, just for the record, Ashley is not present. She did not return from recess. So just so the record is clear.
During the recess, that's why I was extended, I received a letter from Ms. Todd that says, effective today, I'm stepping down from my duties as council member. Clearly, the remaining council members do not have the best interests of the village in mind, and I cannot, in good conscience, continue to be part of any hidden agenda. Signed, Ashley Todd.
I'm
going to motion to accept her resignation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Shire?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Okay. Moving on to the correspondence.
We need to approve the minutes.
Approve the minutes first.
Sorry. Approval of minutes from the May 6, 2024 meeting.
Motion approved.
Second.
I have some information that wasn't in the minutes, but I think should have been added to it. And that's under the administrator's report, where he gave us the proposal for concrete crushing. I believe it was Councilman Johnson that asked Andy to discuss options with that company.
Buying back the.
About buying back some of it, because we only had $15,000 budgeted.
Correct.
And the cost was gonna be $30,000.
Correct.
And I think that needs to be included.
In the minutes.
In the minutes.
I have more on that, so let me forget.
I'll make a motion to include the contract discussions of concrete crushing into the prior minutes and approve them as amended.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Can I have roll call, please?
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Demoline?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Public wishing to address council. I have Ms. Riley.
Yes. I need,
Podium, please.
Yeah, podium. It's for the mic.
This is for those who listen to the minutes at a later date.
I'm here today because I went to a park board meeting this week.
Yes.
And.
On Wednesday.
Wednesday, yes. And I was talked about getting on the rec board. Basically, I need to have it in the minutes that I am going to take over the rec board, so I can handle the 501(c). I need it stated in the minutes, so I can take over legally.
The recreational council?
Yes, the recreational council. So I'm here to address you, to let you know that I will be taking that over. That way I can have it in the minutes, so it is.
You want to state your full name and address, ma'am?
Angela Riley, and it's 622 Taylor Street.
Thank you.
And then with everything that happened just now, it's nice to be blindsided, but I lost a lot of respect for the council.
Thank you for your commitment stepping up on the rec council. Now correspondence.
I believe we have one more individual who wanted to address the council. Was there a hand that I saw or no? My mistake, sorry.
Okay, correspondence. That would be this sheet, right? Or no, this isn't an administrative report.
I don't believe there's any correspondence.
I have no correspondence.
No correspondence, okay. So moving on to the reports, administrative report. It's a report from April to May 2024. Continued with bi-weekly staff lunches on Thursdays. Met with Tri-County Electric to discuss their plans and service capabilities for newly annexed properties to the west. Had pre-demolition meeting with contractor for Dollar General. Met with the law director and outside counsel regarding pre-94 CRAs, rules, and options for the village to move over to post-94 CRAs. Mayor and I met with representatives from American Legion, Sons of American Legion, and Eagles. Each organization donated, it's actually $4,000, toward the needed repairs for the monument and entrance pillars in Green Lawn Cemetery. We're currently working to have the monument completed for the Memorial Day ceremonies. Had a teams meeting with representatives from the US EPA due to continued failures on some of the required testing of wastewater treatment plant. We will be getting issues, administrative orders, on consent for several things they want to see corrected or upgraded at the plant. This type of order means that they intend to work with the village to get these corrected and are not just going to order us to do it. This is due largely to us detailing how much we have already fixed and corrected over the last year. They were pleased to hear that our plant is not longer being neglected, and that we now have two full-time employees at the plant again. I met with the investment group for the residential developments on the north side of the village and DGL Consulting to discuss some of the preliminary work that needs to be started. As you know, they filed their annexation petitions with the county on these parcels. Chris, Frank, and myself met with Jones and Henry regarding the renewal of our wastewater permit with Ohio EPA. There are several new requirements that they want as part of this permit regarding additional testing and plant improvements. These will be in addition to anything from the US EPA that are in the administrative orders of consent. We're currently reviewing options for IT support. We attended the BZA meeting on May 15th. The board heard two conditional use requests, one for the new Lowe's Loves Travel Center and one for the new warehouse on Enterprise Drive. Both requests were unanimously approved. We will have a job posting for Chief of Police this week. Items for discussion. He wanted to discuss the auto filling stations and additional cameras at the park, concrete crushing at the street department, SBR flight pump rebuild quote for the wastewater plant. It looks like he has some cameras here. A bottle fill station, maybe. And a quote from Klum. The scope of work would be, they would mobilize the site at 500 Madison Avenue in Delta. They would process product over 2x2 with the processor. The product would be loaded into an impact crusher to make a 2.5 finished product, crushing approximately 3,200 ton. The finished product pile will be flown to determine the volume of the finished product. Klum Brothers will be based on 1.4 ton per cubic yard conversion rate of finished product. Price for the mobilization to and from the site is $6,000. It's $6.95 per ton. Tonnage price based on 1.4 ton per cubic yard of finished product. Contract total is approximately $28,240. Payment terms is $30,000 due at time of mobilization to job sites. And they appreciate the opportunity to submit the proposal.
This is exactly what we got.
That would change.
Chad, did you say you had further information on the crushing?
Part of our park board meeting, we did get a
suggestion.
Yeah, we got a suggested layout, but a walk path is a concern for a lot of residents. So I thought it would be prudent that if we do push forward with this, the full crushing of this pile, that the unused material could be used to lay a footprint for a walk path within the park, because that's going to take a lot of material. So I would recommend, if we were to go that path, that money come from, I don't know if you could pull it out of next year's budget or how you would do that, but it's not budgeted for this year. So some administrations would just appropriate funds and pay for it.
Lynn, do you have the dollar value of what we had set aside? I believe it was $16,000 for crushing?
No,
$15,000. I thought it was $15,000.
Okay.
Well, according to this, it doesn't look like they want to buy any paint. So.
Yeah, the discussion is, we don't know. I will plan on reaching out.
there anything else?
I do have something from the park, so about, just now, as a committee.
Okay. Finance director?
Motion to approve the bills?
So moved.
What do we pay the commissioners for?
The water.
The water.
That comes from the Fulton.
That's our water bill, yeah.
That's our water bill from Fulton County.
I do have copies of all the bills too, if you guys wanna look at any of them.
I just have a question on one, but I'll wait after we get a second.
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second.
There was, under capital, there was Ammons Commercial Interiors for $3,721.
That was the administrator's office furniture.
Is that the final bill on that?
I'm not sure of that.
I think it will be.
I think it will be, but. I think everything's in there, except he was gonna, I don't know if the couch was ordered or not.
I got a question on North Central Laboratory. What's that one? $6,240.
We, North Central, handle our water test, so some of our water testing.
I think that is, yeah, some sampling.
Where did you see that, Tony?
Huh?
On line.
Three floors away down on the third bank.
It's for supplies, it looks like.
Which is?
He said $6,000.
That's only $300.
Oh, here it is. Is there one, is there more than one?
Yeah, well, I hope so, but it's $6,000.
Hang on.
Marlene, I don't think I have. I don't know how many pages that was supposed to be.
It's on the page with $137,000 at the bottom.
The back of the book.
Make me copies, hang on.
It's not on my.
Go to the front, go to the front here.
Not the detailed one.
I'm on the front.
This one, over there.
Yeah, I know it's here, but it's not on.
No, it's $3,120 in there.
For Neptune equipment?
Yeah.
Okay, those are meters from Neptune. That's meters.
Well, why does the front, why does the check register show it as $6,240? But the check report by fund only has $3,120.
I would have to go back and look at that, I don't. The check report by fund is just an outstanding.
Is it duplicate?
Oh, you know what?
Times two?
I don't have pages one or three.
Okay.
I just have pages two and four of the check.
Oh, yeah.
Report by fund.
And it was on here on the detail, it's just an out, that's the outstanding amount.
Still have the, like, yeah, with this page already.
Yeah, if I could get a new.
You can have mine.
Check report by fund, I would appreciate it.
I don't have it either.
Yeah, I don't think any of us have it.
I'll make copies for you. You guys want them now, or can I do them?
You can do them afterwards, thank you.
So I have a motion and a second to pay the bills. Can I get roll call, please?
Johnson?
Yeah.
Frank?
Yes.
Demoline?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
I suppose I'm a yes.
Did you?
I said yes the first time.
Doesn't know what his name is.
Oh, are you a yes too? Sorry, I didn't even look up.
Law director?
I have nothing, your honor, thank you.
As village services, I'm making a request that we be allowed to move forward with the repair and purchase of two new pumps for wastewater. Not only is this pump used at wastewater, it's also used at water treatment. These are what's in front of you, packets presented. rebuild on the one has a 7 to 9 week lead time, so I'd like to get approval to move forward with that, and it's 10 to 12 weeks for the new units, so.
Do we have an estimated cost or anything on that?
$33,000 for two new units, roughly $16,500 each, and $15,600 roughly for the rebuild of the damaged one.
We're going to repair one?
Yes.
Or no?
We are going to repair one and buy two new.
Life expectancy is.
Yes, that is that one.
Buckeye.
Or sorry, Buckeye Parkway.
You said you made a recommendation.
I just need approval to continue with the purchase. That was what was going to be requested earlier. Making that request in lieu.
I'll make that one.
Second.
I have a motion and a second for the pumps. Roll call, please.
Frank?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Okay. Police chief is not here for me. Anything from any of the committees?
Do we have to do anything with this Plum Brothers?
I'm going to make a phone call in regards to some of the questions we had. Now I will get back to council by the next meeting.
Finance committee, we have a meeting prior to tonight's meeting where we discussed the position of hiring an administrative assistant. Two of us did not recommend it, one did. But we said we'd bring the vote to council whether this would be a new position. And my position on it was that it wasn't budgeted for 2024. And in lieu of other things that happened tonight, I don't think we should go forward with it at this time. That's my recommendation to council.
Marlena, do you now need more help in the office? Would it be more pertinent to hire a person at this point?
It probably wouldn't hurt, maybe a part-time person.
An interim administrator.
But are you going to have time to do the training and
we're
when you guys need your own training?
We're still training now, so.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yes, sir.
After the meeting, what I'd like to do is Robert, the mayor, and you, Chad, not for the rest of you because it's a quorum, but we could call that gentleman we talked about to do the acting administrator. And I looked up, there is a state of Ohio program apparently that allows temporary help.
Yes.
In situations like this. Not just administrators, but also maybe some other things. So maybe that's something the council would want to take up at the next meeting.
Okay. I, for one, am not opposed to the administrative assistant position. If we can find a way to budget it. Anything else from any other committees? There's pamphlets in front of you.
I have something for Parkwood.
Okay, go ahead.
Throw our time for Parkwood real quick.
Go ahead.
As asked to bring unfinalized minutes to our meetings, Parkwood met on Wednesday. Angela was there with us. We did receive a proposal from Luke Snyder, and the park would like to recommend that he receive the Chamber Bucks as the awards for that contest that we had. We are looking for members to replace the current rec board. Thank you, Angela, for stepping up and making that public. She volunteered to help us get through that.
I'm stepping down from my position.
We no longer have a person to help us with the rec board.
I'm sorry, I can't be involved with what's going on. and I had a really good board put together, so it's a shame.
The, where are we at here, sorry. We did vote to approve the field use next to the police station for flag football. And we also voted to finalize the suggested names for some park structures. So we need to make a recommendation to council that. Just make a motion for me?
Make, do you want me to read?
I guess I can just make a motion.
Okay.
So I'll make a motion based on park board recommendation that the Taylor Street shelter be named after Elgin Smith. Press box D1 concession stand be named the Griesinger Press Box. The D2 concession stand will be named the Ben Atherton concession stand. And Poth Playground near the shelter house will be named the Alfred Ryger Playground. I need a second.
I'll second that. Have a motion and a second for the names on the structures. Roll call, please.
So we, you didn't change the Poth shelter house?
No, sir.
That's the one over by the football field that you named?
The playground.
It's one by the park.
The playground next to the Poth shelter house.
Can I ask you to spell the last one, the Alfred?
Reared.
Right, reared.
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 R-E-I-G-H-A-R-D.
A-R-D.
Where's that one at?
That's the playground behind the baseball, high school baseball diamond.
Oh, okay.
By Poth.
Okay.
The playground next to the Poth shelter house. Yes, sir. Both concession stands and the shelter house next to the parking lot on Taylor Street.
Okay.
The only other two existing structures that have names was three. There's a new one, which is, remind me what that is.
The other playground?
The newest shelter house.
Is the, what's her name?
I'm sorry.
Basketball courts.
I can't remember the name.
Yeah.
Part of this, we would like to get signs made. The Wildwood Shelter House and Poth Shelter House. Those are the only three that have names. Have a motion and a second.
Yep, motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Demeline?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
The other papers you have in front of you, from Harness Health Partners. I wasn't sure with some recent events that have gone on in our community. I wasn't sure if our village employees themselves had access to any kind of mental awareness or mental health facilities. Also being a firefighter, EMT, I think it's very important that all employees have access to this stuff. So I had asked for it to be added, stuff added to our packets. I don't know if the village already has something in place.
We do not.
Okay, then I think it's important that we get something in place.
What steps do we need to take to add?
Are you talking about like a wellness program for the village?
Program, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
It sure it's not included in our insurance?
It's not in our health insurance.
If it's not, let's make that assumption now. What steps do we need to take to ensure that?
I mean, it'll pay for you to seek it on your own, but is this something?
Most EAPs are free to employees.
Yes.
Right.
Because we don't want you to have to.
Ours would not be. They would have to pay.
Probably getting a quote as to how much the adding that EAP onto our.
And then I'll have to find out if that needed to be done at open enrollment.
Okay.
Is that through the Employers Association that he has that though? Or is that through our Northern Buckeye?
Yeah, there's pricing in here.
Okay.
In this employees, in this EAP for ProMedica, and they do have an office here in Fulton County that people can visit and they can help not just with the crisis stuff, if you have marital problems, anything You'll be able to visit them?
I can follow up with that if you'd like.
Yes, please. If you need any other info, I got this from Chief Gillen of the Fire Department.
Perfect, thank you.
So just let me know if you need any other info and I'll get it for you.
Okay.
That's all I have to say. So old business would be ordinance 04-2024, third reading.
Want me to read it?
Yeah, please.
Ordinance 04-2024 is an ordinance amending the boundaries of the community reinvestment area established in 1992 for the Village of Delta and declares an emergency.
Make a motion.
I'll second it. And just for clarification, the maps provided are the map that we discussed last council meeting. It has been adjusted to remove the areas we discussed and shrink the area. But it is, this is the correct map that was discussed last time.
So since there's no legend, the only thing that would remain in the pre-94 CRA is what's got the black lines drawn.
Correct. It's all residential.
There's a small piece of commercial over on this side. Just a little bit, but there is some commercial land still.
The pink, right?
Yes.
What's over there?
It's mainly the spot north of the railroad. There's some vacant lots right on the edge of it there. I am not sure this back residential, that's back residential on the back end. But it's not a business at the moment that's receiving that benefits. And it's not being prevented from being produced further. But that particular piece of land is just being left in for now.
It's like a mark goes across. And then that section, like County Road G. So that's County Road G right here. Where did that end? It's definitely a potential for reinvestment.
Okay, so I had a motion. Did I have a second?
Second, yes.
Yep. I have a motion and a second to make this would be final then on third reading?
Correct.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Demeline?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yep.
Frank?
No.
I'll make a motion to suspend.
I'm not sure of the timing. My guess is you're not going to get the votes.
It says it's an emergency. Is that not suspending the?
But you need five votes.
To pass as an emergency.
To pass as an emergency. You've passed, you need five votes to pass as an emergency.
So it'll be passed on third reading, 30 days?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, there was nothing in new business. Any questions related to today's council proceedings?
Please.
I just wanted to note that I am stepping down. I just wanted to note that I am stepping down from the rec board as of today. It's hard to find people to volunteer their time in the community. And what you guys just did without talking to him doesn't show a lot of respect out of any of you. I run a business in town. I volunteer my time as much as I can. I was looking forward to taking that position on, but for what you did, by not telling him or having conversation in his to his face and telling him what you're doing was so wrong. As council, you're here to look out for us, which obviously you felt like that was not it, but we kept an administrator in here for a very long time that did nothing for this community. And you guys didn't have a problem with that. He has ruined the community and we are trying to build forward. This gentleman found $1 million error in the water treatment plant.
That's not true.
Well, what was it then?
The error was found by a resident of the village.
Okay, but anyways, there was $1 million error. You
It was found, okay? The problem that I have is that you need people to want to step up and give their time. When you do things like this, people don't respect you and are not going to give their time. They see this, and I'm sorry, you can roll your eyes, you can think whatever you want, but when you are given an opportunity to have somebody step up, and then you do that to them, when we had an idiot that was here for how many years? A long time, and you all, like, loved him in here and kept him around, and left. We have one guy that comes in here that seems to be doing things and moving forward with everything. Yes, there's a lot of conflict. Yes, there was things that happened. But how about you stand up for yourself and go approach him into a meeting and say, these are the issues that we have. Not blindside somebody.
I will say this, that while the termination was not discussed, it was not as if there were not meetings about the issues that council was having with Mr. Glenn.
Well, whatever it might be, it's very sad to see something like that happen, because now we have to find another administrator and we're gonna pull one out of retirement or whatever you guys find. Our village is in chaos. We're on the news 24/7. If it isn't one thing, it's another thing. Well, this will be on the news now. I said, we need to have people come together, not separate. So you guys need to take a long look at yourselves and figure some shit out, because this is ridiculous. That's why I'm stepping down from my position, because I don't want to be part of it.
Are there any other questions from today's proceedings? The next village meeting will be Monday, June 17th at 5:30 p.m.
Motion to adjourn.
June 17th.
Wait, that's not right.
Well, we have a meeting on June.
June 3rd.
But I will not be here.
I won't be here. Isn't that Memorial Day?
No, June 3rd.
Oh.
Memorial Day is 28th.
You'll be in training, is that correct?
That is correct, Jenna, and I will be at a week-long seminar.
I believe there was discussion that this meeting would not be happening anyway, because all of the administration would be gone.
Correct.
This is new information to the rest of you sitting here, I was told.
So, no meeting until June 17th, that's correct, because administration will be in a training on the 3rd.
So, there should be a motion by council to suspend with the first meeting in June, then?
I'll make a motion to suspend the first meeting in June.
Are we like, not going to schedule it for a different day, or? Normally, we would, if we couldn't have one that day, we would have, because of a holiday.
We'd go the next day or the next Monday, that's it.
Your training would have to be the following Monday.
It would have to be the following Monday.
Yeah, so it should be the 10th.
Then what, back-to-back meetings?
Yep.
Yes.
Done it before.
Okay, so the next scheduled meeting will be Monday, June 10th, 2024 at 5:30 p.m. I have a motion to adjourn.
Do we need to vote on that or not?
Yes, for council.
For the meeting.
For the meeting.
For the meeting, yes, because it's not a holiday. You're just moving it. Yes, council would need to vote on that.
So I make a motion to move that meeting.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to move the June 3rd meeting to June 10th.
No, we did that. Do we have to post that?
Yes.
I can do that.
Can I have roll call, please?
Dawson?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
So we had a motion to adjourn?
I have a motion to adjourn.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to adjourn. Roll call, please.
Johnson?
Yes.
Frank?
Yes.
Demeline?
Yes.
Shire?
Yes.
Dawson?
Yes.
Time? 7:26.